This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. In Manipur, the repolling at 11 polling stations under Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency was held yesterday peacefully and registered a voter's turnout of 81.61%. The repolling was conducted at these polling stations from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. amid tight security. The voting on April 19th in the first phase saw riots, violence and proxy voting. The CEO of Manipur submitted a report to the ECI and accordingly the reports were held yesterday. Meanwhile, the election campaign for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls has been intensified in Manipur. The polls for 13 assembly segments under Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency will be held on 26th of this month. The election campaign of the NPF candidate for Outer Manipur seat was organized in Tamenglong district yesterday. In Arunachal Pradesh, fresh polls will be held at 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies in Arunachal West Parliamentary Constituency tomorrow. The Election Commission of India declared null and void the polling held on the 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections and fixed a new day for fresh poll. The polling will be held at 1 polling stations each in Bumming and Nayapin assembly constituencies, 2 in Rumgong and 4 in Nacho assembly constituency. The timing for the polling has been fixed from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Scrutiny of Form 17A of these polling stations will be done immediately after the poll on the same day. In Assam, yesterday was the last day for withdrawal of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. 4 seats will be covered in this phase. Nomination papers of 52 candidates were found valid in this phase, while the nominations of 8 candidates, including sitting Kokrajhar MP Namba Saranya, were rejected. The BJP is contesting from Guwahati seat in the third phase, while its ally Aham Gana Parishad is contesting from Barpeta and Dhubri district. Another BJP ally, the UPPL, has fielded its candidate from Kokrajhar seat. Congress has fielded candidates in all the 4 seats. The AIUDF Borderlands People's Front, CPIM, are also contesting in the third phase. The Election Commission has constituted a task force to monitor heatwave conditions before every phase of the Lok Sabha polls. The task force comprises of officials from the Election Commission, IMD, National Disaster Management Authority and Ministry of Health. They will review the impact of heatwave and humidity 5 days before each phase of polling for any concerning developments and mitigatory measures. The Commission will also hold a separate review with state chief electoral officers to ensure adequate arrangements at polling stations, including Shamiana, drinking water, fans and other assured minimum facilities. The Director General of IMD has informed that there is no major concern with regard to heatwave for the second phase of the polling scheduled on the 26th of this month. The weather forecast is normal for the 13 states and union territories that are going to the polls in this phase. In Arunachal Pradesh, 2 people were rescued from a 50-meter deep well at Pasighat in East Siang district yesterday. East Siang district disaster management officer Sang Patashi informed that the 2 men were trapped in the well unconscious by poisonous gas while cleaning it. As soon as the information was received, the SDRF team was pressed into action. Tashi informed that one AAPDA Mitra volunteer, George Puzzing, went into the well carrying oxygen cylinder and successfully rescued both the persons. The arduous rescue operation lasted for over 4 hours. The DDMO said that it was a successful joint operation by the SDRF and police. Both the victims were reported to be in critical conditions and have been hospitalized in Pasighat Bakin Pertin General Hospital for necessary medical treatment. In Meghalaya, the BSF will verify a video regarding a stone pelting incident allegedly involving people from Jaflong, Bangladesh, targeting Indian tourists at Umnot River in Dauki. The video showed at least 3 Indian tourists complaining about stone pelting by the Bangladeshi residents. When contacted, a BSF official said the force too received the video, but it was not sure whether the video was an old incident or a recent one. The Central Administrative Tribunal Guwahati branch will hold a circuit court of Central Administrative Tribunal in Shillong with effect from 1st May to 3rd of May at the courtroom of the State Commission, Meghalaya Consumer Dispute Redressal Commission, Administrative Building, Lower Lashmir, Shillong, from 10:30 a.m. onwards. All cases pertaining to the state of Meghalaya will be taken up during the circuit bench sitting. Advocates appearing for their parties and the parties in person are requested to appear before the circuit sitting of the tribunal. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.